You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The real story of Christmas is a very human story,
full of the stuff.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. We pray that this message will bring hope and joy to your life.
Your heart to us as you've shown your hand in Jesus, your Son and Mary's Son. Give us grace to believe the true story of your forgiveness in the name of Jesus, and to live the life of faith which works by love. As you have loved us, help us to love for the sake of Jesus. Amen. People are beginning to get excited about Christmas. Why? I'm telling you why, says the song. Santa Claus is coming to town. It's not a bad song, but that's not the real story. You know it and I know it. That's not the real story of Christmas. What is the real story, anyway? A good news reporter tries to tell the real story, based not on fiction, but on fact. If he can't get at the real facts, a good reporter will dig beneath the surface to find them. When he writes his story, if he's doing a good job, it will be the real story, answering some questions like these. Who, what, where, when, how, and maybe even that ultimate question, why? St. Luke tells us what Mary, a virgin, told him. How Gabriel, an angel, informed her regarding something God had decided to do for the world with her cooperation, so to speak. This is the story, the real story. And in the sixth month, Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in to her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this might be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who is called barren. That's the real story. It answers all the questions, more than most of the stories do that you read in the newspapers or hear about on radio and television. Most people know today that a vehicle named Viking 1 landed on Mars. They know who sent it up there. and what happened when it landed. Very few people believed this could happen, but it did. You believe it happened, don't you? You saw the pictures. Through one of the miracles of modern technology, you saw the pictures, probably right after they were transmitted to Earth, one by one, each disclosing something about the landscape of Mars, until finally there came a picture even in color. Those pictures raise a lot of questions. They are the questions people are really interested in. Who's responsible for Mars? What happened to produce Mars? What happened to put that planet where it is today? When did it happen? How did it happen? Finally, there's the ultimate question. Why did it happen? Why Mars? Answer all those questions, and you have the real story of Mars. It's very apparent that we haven't even begun to answer the question, why Mars? We know something about the soil and even the atmosphere of Mars, but we haven't found out anything as yet from those samples of soil picked up by Viking 1 about how Mars or when Mars. The fact is that we don't know very much even now about the what of Mars, except that it is there, where it's supposed to be. And it has a solid surface. It's not a gaseous mass. Surmises have been made, but we still don't know the real story of Mars. St. Luke tells us the real story of Christmas. It's a very human story, full of the stuff of life. It's about a young Jewish girl who was going to have a baby, something she could hardly believe. There's an angel in the story, a real one, with a real name, Gabriel. Some people find that hard to believe. They're probably the same people who found it hard to believe that people could land and walk around on the moon. They simply could not believe even an unmanned vehicle could ever land on Mars, millions of miles out there in space, and send back pictures of the landscape of Mars. Well, the angel came to tell this young girl the real story. He started out with the toughest question of all, the ultimate question. Why? Hail, O favored one, the Lord is with you. Mary had a different question on her mind. She was greatly troubled at what the angel said and considered in her mind what sort of greeting this might be. She was more interested in what than why, something very understandable under the circumstances. What sort of greeting is this? She asked herself. Not every greeting turns out to be a great thing. When the United States drafted men into the army during World War II, the notice of this action began with the word greetings. Some greeting. Many people have been greeted with news they did not expect and did not exactly want to hear. News of an accident or an illness, a death in the family, a financial reverse, a social setback, or some personal catastrophe. Life has a way of greeting us with things like that. Even the greeting inviting to some special service is not always welcomed with open arms. You have been chosen for special service. People reply, what? What sort of greeting is this? That's the wrong question, said the angel to Mary. I'm telling you why. It's not that Santa Claus is coming to town. The Lord is with you. You have found favor with God. That's why. The greeting carries with it an assignment from God. It's great good news for the world, but it presented Mary with some very big problems. What would people say? How would they react to the news that she was pregnant when she had never lived with the man to whom she was betrothed? But here was an angel, a disturbing factor in itself, telling her why. I'm telling you why, he said. You found favor with God, the Lord is with you. That's the real story of Christmas. Hard to believe? Yes. Impossible to believe? No. No more impossible to believe than other things which turn out to be the real story. The angel understood. Fear not, Mary, he said. You will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will call his name Jesus. Who? A son. A son of Mary. That's who. He, not Mary, is the heart of the real story. He will be for real, just as Mary is for real. His birth is for real, and his mother is for real. This is and always will be the real story of Christmas. Jesus is for real. A lot of people, including a lot of religious people, treat him as if he is not for real. some pious people think the whole thing is a kind of fairy tale, a beautiful story that needs to be told and retold, but isn't it too bad that it's not for real? It seemed unreal to Mary, too. She had a question, and she didn't hesitate to put it to the angel. How shall this be, seeing that I know not, that is, I've never lived with, a man? The question is as human and as natural as anything could ever be. The angel said, listen, I'll tell you why. You shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. That's why. The child to be born will be Mary's son and God's son. It is as simple as that. It is also just as profound. It is the real story of Christmas without any ifs, ands, or buts. God will be his father, and Mary will be his mother. That's the real story of Christmas. Mary asked, who? And the angel answered, you. You will conceive and bear a son. You will take whatever it takes to bear a son. Women understand that kind of language, even though they may not understand how something like this could happen. People did not understand then, and they do not understand now. They try to find some other explanation. All of us can understand that. Things like this don't happen every day, so there must be some other explanation. Mary herself did not understand. She asked, how? The angel told her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore, that holy thing which shall be born of you shall be called the Son of God. That's how. That's difficult to understand. Do you understand how God's son could be Mary's son? I'm not asking you now whether you accept it or not. Do you understand it? I find it difficult to understand. Everybody finds it difficult to understand. Mary found it difficult to understand. But that's the real story. The real story of Christmas. It's why the angels sang, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace. It's why the angels told the shepherds, unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. It's difficult to understand and hard to believe, but it's the real story. It was especially difficult to understand and hard to believe the day he died. People believed in him, and he died. That's a part of the real story, a very important part. He died and was buried. I wonder sometimes how Mary felt on that day when he died. Did she remember what the angel told her on that remarkable day when he gave her the real story? What he said was, in answer to every question, with God, nothing shall be impossible. Did Mary really believe God would do the impossible and raise his son and hers from the dead? Maybe she did. She was not with the women on that early dawn trek to the tomb. Was it because she did not believe or could not bear the sight of the tomb? Or was it, as an old friend has suggested to me, because she was the only one who did believe and fully expected that he would come from the tomb as he had come to her in her womb? His people did not believe until they saw him alive and well. Then they proclaimed to the whole world, why should it be thought incredible with you that God should raise the dead? Indeed, why? Why not? That's the real question, because this is the real story of God. This is God doing his thing in our real world, as the birth of Jesus is the real story of Christmas. If the death of Jesus is the real story of the love of God for an unbelieving and rebellious world of people, why not? Why not forgiveness from God? Why not life that is life indeed? Why not salvation from the death that would otherwise be the ultimate fact of life? Why not? Mary was really some woman. After all the womanly questions about who, what, where, when, how, and why, it came finally to that other question which all of us must come to if we are to have real life with faith in God, trusting that he keeps his promises, having confidence in his faithfulness, and sure of God that with him nothing is impossible. That question is, why not? Why not, said Mary. Behold the handmaiden of the Lord. Be it unto me according to your word. child to be born will be called holy, the Son of God. Why not? He shall be called the Son of the Highest. Why not? The Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. Why not? He shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. Why not? Of his kingdom there shall be no end. Why not? You will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and shall call his name Jesus. Why not? In him, God, reconciling the world to himself, not counting our sins against us. Why not? He died for all, that those who live with faith in him should not henceforth live to themselves, but unto him who for their sakes died and rose again. Why not? When you see the Son of Man returning, surrounded by all his holy angels, look up, for your redemption is drawing nigh. Why not? Be kind, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God, for the sake of Christ, has forgiven you. Why not? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law, but thanks to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Why not? When God's greetings come to you, as they do, at times harsh in their demands upon you, even breaking your heart, why not? When the good news of his forgiveness overwhelms you and his grace overcomes you, unbelievable as it is, why not? I'm telling you why, said the angel to the mother of the Lord. And she said, why not? I am the Lord's servant, and I'm willing to do whatever he wants. May everything you have said come true. And the angel departed. Mission accomplished. This is the real story of Christmas. It's not that Santa Claus is coming to town. The real story is that God showed his hand in our world in his son and Mary's son, Jesus. He was born, lived, and died, and rose again from the dead. He's Lord of heaven and earth. He lives, and in him is life. Accept the forgiveness of God in Jesus, his son. He's for real, and he's for you. Take him on faith, as Mary did, like the angel who was just a messenger. I'm telling you why. It's the real story. Take it from him. Jesus is Lord, and he's for real. Amen.
Listening to a recorded copy of a Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. If you have found this message helpful for your life, may we suggest that you share the cassette with others. This cassette service is a special ministry of the Mass Media Department of the Lutheran Layman's League.